Was Anatoly Moskvin haunted by the ghost of 11-year-old Natasha Petrova? Everything that we have uncovered about this case points to a very hard maybe. While religion was illegal in the Soviet Union at the time, Anatoly experienced a supposed spiritual sect that behaved a lot like a cult. There were still people like that in practice at the time. However, the nature of Anatoly's story has made us wonder what was a delusion and what was reality. Anatoly was recently, in 2011, diagnosed with schizophrenia, and from a young age, he had all of the early warning signs of this diagnosis. This does not mean the story was completely made up, though. Hey guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of the Haunted Detective Podcast, the finale for season 6. I'm your host, Being Gaslit by Pamela, and with me is your co-host.
She's a manipulator.
No, you're gaslighting Kelsey.
No. You are the manipulator.
Oh. I guess.
The people who are listening and not watching have no idea what the fuck we're referring to.
Yeah, we can change our titles and our names on Riverside where we record.
Sponsor us.
And I changed my name to I'm Being Gaslit by Pamela. And then I changed Pamela's name because she didn't do it herself to I'm Gaslighting Kelsey. My tagline is she's being manipulated. And Pamela changed her own tagline of her own volition to she's a manipulator.
I did that after you changed your name to I'm being gaslit. Gaslit. Catholic. Before I decided I was going to be Catholic. I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry.
I just honestly, I started off today's recording by gaslighting Pamela into it. I tried. It didn't work. She knows me too well. But I would just like to say that I successfully gaslit someone at my gym into thinking that I had never been at the gym at all when I just showed back up randomly to talk to my friends. So apparently Pamela just is a loser and isn't very easily manipulated. So
that makes me a loser. Then I am the biggest loser then. Biggest loser. I'll take it. What can I say? A win is a win.
Anyways,
let's get into the discussion.
Yes, let's open the case file for the very last time on Anatoly Moskvin. Oh, is that a donkey?
Whoa.
The donkey's carrying the case file? Pamela, get the case file from the donkey, please.
Give it. Drop it.
Well, okay, now that the donkey's gone, let's open the case file. There are a few things that we know for certain in this case. There was never anything usual about Anatoly. From a young age, he was isolated and socially distant from the other kids around him. Later in life, he blamed this on two things, being essayed, and he claimed to have been forced to marry a dead girl named Natasha Petrova after being kidnapped and brought to her funeral. He was allegedly haunted by her ghost for over a year before learning a black magic ritual to dispel her spirit. The latter two points, while unproven, are events that Anatoly swears by. He went on to learn 13 different languages, study Celtic folklore, death, and even wrote multiple dictionaries and textbooks. Anatoly ended up digging children up from their graves and turning them into porcelain dolls. He would live with them and treat them like his own children. Before the religious descent of the Soviet Union, people used to practice what can only be described as a sort of folk religion. Russia was a country heavily influenced by the occult and spiritual nature of things. These pre-descent practices line up almost perfectly with what Anatoly experienced at Natasha's funeral. While we don't know the full scope of traditions in Russia at the time, it's hard to calculate where the holes are in his story or if there are any at all. Pamela will adamantly be like, everything's a hole, there's no such thing as ghosts. But anyways,
yeah, it's pretty solid.
I'll go on. It is very clear that everything Anatoly remembers about the funeral has a root in some sort of folk magic tradition. From the posthumous marriage to the song and wax, it's very clear that what he allegedly experienced was occult and spiritual in nature. He was forced to marry the dead girl in this odd ritualistic way, as she had died of accidental electrocution while taking a bath. This is a very traumatizing experience for a 13-year-old boy, especially since Natasha's mother had him swear to keep this a secret for 40 days exactly. One of my biggest questions during our first and second episodes were, with the forcing of marriage, was this a right to the afterlife sort of thing? Or did Natasha's family believe that she had to be married to get a ticket to heaven or whatever they believed in? Or were they trying to curse Anatoly? But why would they do that? It's become very clear to us through research that kissing a corpse on the forehead could transfer their spirit to you, so that also makes me wonder. After this, he claimed to have been haunted by the ghost of Natasha. She would appear to him in his dreams and demand that he go to the graveyard to learn black magic. Personally, I might have gone
to the graveyard to learn black magic.
My curiosity would have been too much for me to handle. You know what they say about the cat, right? And I have three of them.
Curiosity kills the cat.
Yeah. To see if a haunting like this was really possible, we investigated other claims, specifically ghosts who solved their own murders. It became very clear to us that a ghost attachment in this style was very possible. I don't know why I said us, because it became very clear to me.
Fair point.
Do you believe that it might have been possible in any sort of way?
I don't think so. It's very fantastical. I would love for me to be proven wrong. I really do, because I think it would be fascinating and also a little heartwarming to know that there were individuals that, for instance, Teresita's case, how she was said to have solved her own murder based on visiting, I think she visited her coworker.
Yep, she visited, I would call him more of a colleague, and inhabited his wife.
Yeah, that was random. So that one I just didn't really understand at all, but I thought that that was a pretty major coincidence. Even the Baba one, where that girl was brutally murdered by her, I think it was her cousin. She's brutally murdered by her cousin. So there's a lot of coincidences, but I wasn't there to actually like witness these coincidences. So, I mean, I don't know. It just seems crazy. That's all. I don't know if it's possible. It doesn't seem that way.
I guess it's time for me to put on my crazy glasses then.
The migraine glasses?
No, they're my crazy glasses. What are you talking about? Necromancy and Celtic folklore were interesting talking points as well. So all in all, I think the answer is the same as it is every season. I don't know why we even do this episode. I believe it's possible. Pamela does not. I'm going to take my crazy glasses off because Pamela's just too normal.
Too normal.
I mean, okay, so let's say the Teresita story happened to you, mm-hmm. right? And your significant other got possessed by the ghost of your coworker who was murdered and whose murder was unsolved. And Garrett, your boyfriend, started speaking a different language that he didn't know. What would you make of that? A psychotic break?
Honestly, maybe.
You're so not interesting.
I would. You're so boring.
Yeah, so
you're
boring.
You're like a lukewarm bowl of water. Here's the thing. If I'm putting myself in that situation, I would think first off that there was something wrong in the sense of like, he doesn't know this language. Why are you speaking this language? Not only that, why are you?
Oh, you think there'd be something wrong? Like, oh, he just learned. Yeah, that's. Huh, I wonder if there's something wrong here. Garrett's speaking a language he doesn't know. I think there's something wrong.
I wouldn't associate it with the murder of my colleague. I would associate it with that there's something wrong with him.
Well, if he said...
there's something wrong.
Let's say Philip Laundry. I don't know. That's bad. Philip James, his coworker, your coworker, Philip James... was murdered. It's been 6 months. It's unsolved. And Philip only spoke Greek. Suddenly, Garrett sits up in bed And he goes, in Greek, are you there? Or in English, very broken, heavily accented English, are you there, Pamela? And you're going to look at him and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then in Greek, he goes, it's me, Philip James. I need to tell you who killed me.
No, not really. I would think that he would have something to do with it. Because how else would you know that information if you weren't like there when it happened? That's just my, that's my opinion. I would think that maybe he had something to do with it. I'm just saying.
Yeah. We don't care about your opinion here on Haunted Detective.
Just you asked.
When? Let's say the Teresita story happened to you, right? And your significant other got possessed by the ghost of your coworker who was murdered and whose murder was unsolved. And Garrett, your boyfriend, started speaking a different language that he didn't know. What would you make of that? A psychotic break?
Oh, I guess I did.
Right.
It's fine.
Okay. Right.
But I will give you this. If I was able to prove that he had no involvement, that would scare me.
Okay. Let's take the paranormal out of it for a second, right? And mm-hmm. Let's say I like pointing my pointy fingernails at you.
Pointy.
Okay. Let's just talk about the cult, right? That supposedly kidnapped Anatoly and forced him to marry Natasha. Take the paranormal out of it. Take the schizophrenia, schizotypal, whatever it is, out of the equation. Do you think in an atheist legislation that that could have happened? And do you think that because Anatoly grew up with no awareness of religion or religious practices, that could have been even more traumatizing to him? The floor is yours, my lovely, beautiful skeptic.
I don't know, because I think that there are holes in the sense of people will practice what they want to practice. Obviously, Russia was a different story. We're not talking about freedom of religion at all, but I think that there are secret societies everywhere, regardless of the legislative regime, whatever you want to call it. I think it's just a fact that people are going to do what they want to do. And I don't think he was involved in a cult or like sucked into one. However, I don't find it too hard to believe that that funeral that he attended was using some type of, I don't want to say ritual, but practice from another culture. And maybe he saw that. And then that made him, maybe they made him be a part of it because he wasn't similar age. And maybe that's just like how it worked. I could see that more than I could see a cult. Because at the same time, if they were doing another practice from another culture, you would not want him to talk about it because of the persecution that you and your family could face. So that would make sense to me.
That is very true and very fair. Yeah. I'd happen to agree.
I mean, plausible.
I think the only way to really prove that that funeral happened is to find Natasha Petrova's grave. So I bought us one-way tickets to Russia.
Shut the fuck up.
Keyword one way.
I would vomit. I don't know if I want to go to Russia.
We're going tomorrow. Yay!
No, I'm scared. I'm going to stay here. I'm scared.
No, we don't get scared here. Garrett can come. It's okay.
I get scared in Russia. I get scared. It's just foreign. I've never been there. I don't know what's going on. I'm scared.
Too bad. Spent $2,000 on the tickets. We're going. See you tomorrow.
A one-way ticket's $2,000.
Because I had to bribe the airline to fly there in this political climate. I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to make light of what's happening in Ukraine, but yeah, I would not go to Russia right now.
Oh no, that shit is so fucking awful.
My
Jesus.
My family fled from the Russia-Poland border in like the 30s, we were Tchaikovsky. Kelsey Tchaikovsky.
Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky. That's a cool last name.
Thanks.
Do you think that he was involved in cults and secret societies? Or do you think my theory is more plausible?
I mean, being such a highly regarded academic, I feel like definitely he was in some secret society in college. Because that's okay. Kind of how you...
But you don't think it happened when he was a kid?
No.
You just thought it happened when he was an adult?
No, he was
voluntarily.
I think that funeral actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because the description of where Natasha's grave is, it's all too, like, there, you know?
How has no one checked this information? Like, when the trial was going on and he said all of that stuff, I'm surprised that no one, like, fact-checked him by going to the cemetery.
I don't think... So, those cemeteries, I was looking at pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They're a mess. Like, a majority of them are overgrown. They're, like, gated in. Oh. They're private.
Oh, okay. I forgot. Yeah, there's probably a private property.
But he went there? I don't know. I just... The whole
there's
thing...
There's a lot of weird things there.
No, really?
No, seriously.
No, for real?
For realsies.
For realsies. So oh my God. That's so great.
Yeah. Just like, why do we do these episodes? We have the same opinion every time.
I know, but maybe
you think
one day,
it was something totally different.
Maybe one day it'll change. Maybe one day I'm like, bullshit, none of this is real, fake, fake, fake. And then you're like, I'm scared, Kelsey. This is all real. We should just prank our listeners one day and just completely swap opinions.
Well, now we can't tell them that.
Oh, we can do it right now. Let's do it right now. I don't believe in anything. I don't even believe in myself. My name is Pamela, and I'm a skeptic.
That's not...
Go on. It's your turn now.
Okay. I think that everything is because of a ghost.
Wrong. Ghosts aren't real.
I think it's all because of a ghost. Genuinely. I'm Kelsey.
Ghosts aren't real. Wrong.
Well, I don't really know how you could say that since we have no evidence either proving nor denying their existence.
You just are crazy.
I am.
Yeah. You want to go make out?
That's crazy. You want to kiss? That's crazy. That's wild. That's wild. Do you want to kiss or no?
Garrett, shut up! I'm recording!
I do yell at him sometimes. Sometimes he gets a little loud, but I love him, I swear. So, that was the whole discussion.
Yeah.
That's all we've got.
That's literally it, yeah.
I do want to know what the listeners think. If they think maybe it was some sort of spiritual aspect, or if it was just all in his head, or maybe a mixture of the two. I'm kind of glad that we are done with Anatoly because...
You are starting to believe in ghosts?
No, it just weirds me out. His case freaks me out a little bit, just, you know, because of like all of it. So...
Next season, we're going to be covering the case of Stephen Kubacki, who disappeared from the Michigan Triangle while cross-country skiing. This is another repost. So we love you guys. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, and rate us 5 stars.
Yeah, rate us 5 stars. And new episodes come out every Wednesday.
As soon as the clock strikes 12.
Yeah.
Listen to our episodes. If you do, we'll do an ASMR episode of True Crime.
Well, maybe it'll just be ghost stories.
She was bludgeoned to death.
No. That's a little fucked up. That's a lot of fucked up.
He killed 17 people.
No, that's really fucked up. Stop it.
He called her on his phone.
You're going to prison. Stop it.
And then she drank a glass of water.
That's not a glass. That's a fucking BPA non-free bottle of water.
And then she picked up her sunglasses. The wind was howling that night.
Cut the cameras.
Cut the cameras again.
Okay. She did it again. She got weird. It's fine.
I love you.
Love you.
Okay, we love you guys. Bye.
Bye.